I think it's clear that the folks in Jackson feel like the state has been in all situations. So the airport, there's been talk about taking over a water sewer treatment facility, which I think serves a number of the counties in the metro area, our school district, and various other pieces. You know, it's like getting it's like trying to operate with a foot on our backs all the time, and none of this is in service to our most important people, who are our children, right? Because it's our children who are going to grow up to be our doctors or our custodians or our teachers or our food service workers, not just in Jackson, but all over the metro area and all over the state. And so this kind of rhetoric that's really kind of led in this direction, instead of being collaborative to support our young people, it just feels like for the last few years, and even before I came onto the school board almost 4 years ago, there's always been this push, you know, Jackson can't handle themselves. Jackson can't do this on their own. Like, that's a very colonial mindset in terms of the power dynamic that happens between what happens inside the state capitol building and what we're trying to work on every day to improve the lives of young people within Jackson. And so I don't think any of this rhetoric has helped. I think what would have been more helpful is to be more aligned and working closely together to support our young people, and I don't think that's happening. Again, I'll never say that things are in JPS are perfect. They're far from perfect. We have a whole lot of work to do, right? But I don't think that the state taking over is going to make things any better, and I believe that we have the ideas and that we have the solutions here in Jackson, and we've been working on them, and so we're going to continue to work on them as we move forward.